Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. We have to just talk about it. Halloween's tomorrow and there's no avoiding it.
No, there's not, sir. Well, I don't know. You're yelling at us.
I don't know, because you guys are insisting that we dress up.
Well, I'll take the blame for that, because I wasn't going to dress up, and then I had a great idea and I thought, well, if I'm going to do it, I got to bring everyone down with me.
I was always planning on dressing up.
You were? Okay.
Yeah.
Because she's fun.
I have plans tomorrow night. I don't know if I have time to go home.
That's true.
So I have this.
Are you going to be painted?
Oh, boy.
No.
Okay.
I have,
shouldn't
I have
a
Zoom
be green?
With, no, I have a Zoom with a music label. Oh. I can't do that.
Okay. They would understand.
I have a couple different really great couples costumes ideas.
Oh, good.
And as a single person, it doesn't really work for me. So
you,
I would like to, Erica.
Okay, what?
Tell you that I don't want to do it with you.
Yeah, no, Aaron, I already have a great costume.
I also don't want to do it with you.
I'm already in a couple costume.
T-Hack, would you do a couple's costume? I know that you might have gone and bought a costume today, but I have two different ideas of
he
things.
You spent $40 already.
I'll give you $40 to be in a couple's costume with me.
Do you have the costume, or do I have to go?
I'm going to tell you.
I don't have time to go again.
We can work it out.
Okay.
That's so vague.
I know, I love
it. Yeah.
You know, you could have just drawn a line down your body.
That's what I was thinking.
Done the couple's costume yourself.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, the other thing that's on my mind, now that you guys are forcing Halloween down my throat.
Yep.
I don't have any candy.
Right. This is kind of awful. Yeah.
But I don't know that I'm going to. Okay.
Talk to us.
I don't have my daughter this year.
Oh.
Which she normally just trick-or-treats in the neighborhood and then comes back and answers my door.
Okay.
Hmm.
At different times, at different Halloweens, I've been in relationships the last couple of years. Mm. And one girl in particular has really wanted to answer the door. And so she was excited about
like seeing the kids
and answering the door and like
that's me. That's how I sorry, I did not date you.
That's how she got the job. Trust me, there was more qualified people.
No, I am the same as that girl. I like to answer the door and see the kids and talk to the neighbors.
Do you like to be dressed up when you do that?
Unfortunately, no.
What?
I think that's okay. You don't have to be dressed up.
It was so much cuter
candy.
When she was dressed up. I forget. She was like Dorothy or something. I was Dorothy. And was like.
But she wore that to work.
No, she just wore that for me.
She no, she wore it to work. I saw photos. That was a statement, not a question.
Acting like you don't remember the. I know you remember.
No, at first I was thinking, was she Pippi Longstocking? I remember like ponytails or something.
No, because she got in trouble.
For. Why do you know more about this? Sleeping with her?
No, but I remember the story. I'm not going to say why she got in trouble.
Okay.
Okay, you'll have to tell us that off air. No, I like to be comfortable.
Okay.
I'm going to have, well, Swanson has a Halloween costume.
Oh.
So we'll put him in his Halloween costume and put him on a leash so he can greet.
Okay.
What
about he doesn't enjoy being comfortable. So.
And he's not in this costume.
Oh, bud.
We need to do a whole other conversation about that.
Okay.
That's going to come up like. Because I got a word with people, but like, okay, but are you planning on giving stuff out?
Yeah. We have like a you know, $34 bag of candy from Costco.
Which is like six Ooh. Pieces now.
No, I think we got like 200.
And do you think that you're so, oh my God, you're going to give out one piece per kid?
Here's the problem.
One piece per kid.
I live in, I don't know. I want to make something clear. I live in a great neighborhood for trick-or-treating. I think I'm not far from a school. I know mm-hmm. some of the families in the area. Mm-hmm. I just realized our porch light is crap. Okay. And I'm upset about that.
Okay.
It's on my house, so I can't change stuff. And my front door, as Erin knows, because she went by my house while I was out of town, is like on the side. Oh, and yeah. now I'm realizing kids aren't going to know. So can I put like light up arrows and stuff?
Get a stronger light bulb.
So much work.
Do you want to pass out candy or not?
Could I wrap, like, you can see, like, our stairs. There's, like, yeah, a couple
wrap,
stairs.
Like,
could
lights
I wrap
around
lights
it.
Around that and then people would come?
Yeah.
Let me just, can I summarize what just happened? Mm-hmm. And I'll act it out. Here's putting in a new light bulb. Here's going to a store, buying orange light bulbs.
Oh, I was just going to do my... you sound like a monkey.
But we're wrapping them no, around stairs was... like garland. Change the effing light bulb, weirdo.
Okay, I was just going to use my Christmas yeah, lights.
That's fine.
You can't. Are Christmas lights orange?
They don't have to be orange.
Fact, yes, no.
Just no, illuminate. Because of where her door is, it needs extra light. So plain white light would be great.
Erin knows because she went to my house.
Yeah.
Here's my other problem. May we get back to me now?
Yeah.
Have
yeah,
we spent
yeah,
enough time on you? Mm-hmm. I live in a very smart house. I discuss this problem every year. We're on the air till 7 o'clock.
Okay.
What time do you, what time is sunset tomorrow? 5:30?
It's been around 6.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My porch lights are coming on at 6. I can't stop it.
You can't go to your app and go, no, then
no.
What's the point of a smart
I
house?
I get
slider?
It. So people are going to be beating my door down. My daughter's not there. I don't have a girlfriend.
We know.
I will sleep with somebody tonight if you'll if you'll just...
303-222-5433.
Wow. Wait, you would sleep with them tonight so that
just so
they
they'll
go
answer the door tomorrow
and hand out candy
yes,
that you don't have
until I'll get candy.
Where you said your King Soopers has moved.
Costco's
on.
Always got it. Like I, yeah. Worst okay. case, I just buy candy. You know what I mean? You can just go and buy full size
that they have every year
Twix and like whatever and just get nutty.
I also bet you didn't look in the right spot at King Soopers.
I looked in the area that's Halloween.
I know, but they're going to be ready to discount some of that.
They are discounting it. Go to Home Depot. The Home Depot is all their Christmas stuff. And if, by the way.
Oh, not candy.
Halloween. No, I'm saying if you like Halloween stuff.
It's over already.
Home Depot's already got it for 60% off.
Yeah. Ooh.
So if you want a gravestone or weird little skeletons and stuff, whatever they got left is so cheap. And it's been cheap for like a week. So
do not
I either have
get
to-
me started on holiday skipping. Do
okay,
not.
So what can I do other than sleep with somebody?
Right.
How do I get my porch lights? This is as absurd as your lighting problem.
Yeah. I know. Opposite problems.
How about you go to my house
and hand out? Well, wait, I have to be at work too.
Oh, I was just trying to sleep with you.
Stop.
I'll do it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Have I waited long enough to talk about this?
Yes.
Okay. I love everyone. I'm trying to be more accepting of people. And look, whatever you do with your life is great. I want you to be happy. I do.
Awesome.
I want everyone to just be happy. Make the choices that make you happy.
Does anyone else feel a big but coming up?
Oh, yeah, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Let your pets make their choices. And I'm going to tell you, your dog doesn't want to dress up with angel wings or dress up like a hot dog
or pumpkin.
Your dog doesn't want to be dressed up. And I've had to hold this in because I used to do the pet and doll parade in Longmont when I was little. I did the pet contest at Elitch's.
You did the what?
It was
parade?
Called the pet and doll parade. I don't know. It was just a parade they had in Longmont. They might still
did
have
dolls
it.
Dolls go through the parade?
I don't even know why it was called that.
Okay. I just got a little scared.
I know, but I just...
So you used to dress up your pets and now you're
never,
angry.
I just had to be a part of it. I was in marching band in the pet and doll parade. And then I was the MC of like the Elitch's thing. And I'm just like, hey, everybody. Oh my God, look how cute your dog is. Your dog is miserable. They hate it. Oh my God, she's getting her phone out. Mm-hmm. If you have a picture of your dog dressed up, I'm going to turn you in. Who is it? The ASPCA?
PETA.
No, the ASPCA. They're the ones who gave that kid an award after the kitten throw thing.
Oh.
Okay, great. He doesn't want...
That's cute.
But he's so
He's dressed
cute.
As a skeleton. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll put it up on the socials, whether we want to or not.
Yeah. Do we need his like autograph or signature?
I mean...
He needs to sign off on this? He doesn't...
I'm his owner.
He doesn't even get any candy. That's the worst part.
We were giving him treats.
Let me do this. Aaron?
Yeah.
I hope this tears you down the middle because I know how much you love Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But you're probably one of the biggest dog lovers I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want your dog, just get it anywhere in the vicinity of Lakewood. Aaron will pick it up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How many strays is it this week?
Two.
Okay.
Plus a cat. That was last week, I guess.
Stop picking up other people's dogs. But okay.
I'm helping.
I'm not even sure they're strays. I think she's going into yards.
That's what I'm saying.
They looked like they needed help.
That one today was like a lot. Okay. As a dog lover, you have to know they don't want to wear the costume, right?
I think some dogs do, truly. I sent you guys a video before we started this break evidence. It's over a minute long. You can't watch it right now.
Is it the golden retriever goes and gets its wings or something?
No, but I've seen that one too.
She told me about that one before the show today.
Yeah. There are some dogs that do enjoy wearing a sweater, do enjoy wearing... It gets a little questionable with costumes because I think the wings are a little too much.
I think that golden retriever is so cute.
So
I think
cute.
They've given that dog treats so many times to put the wings on that the dog's just like, I'll go get the wings because I know what happens.
It stares at itself in the mirror.
Yeah, because that's all part of what it has to do to get the treats.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs don't want to be dressed up. 303-222-5423. Dress them up, leave them alone. Those are the two things you should text right now. Dress them up, leave them alone. Swanson's cute. He doesn't want to be a skeleton. He wants to be a dog.
But he might like the sweater. He might get cold.
No.
Yeah, we put it on him because we thought it might be cold. Turns out it was like 100 degrees at the pumpkin patch. We took
it off. And then isn't it cruel to go, he has one night where he's warm?
He'll never
be warm again.
We're getting him sweaters for the winter. No more costume.
You know.
He's a dog. He has fur. He's not a baby.
He's been scratching his chest on the concrete.
Yeah.
And so there's no fur there. He needs a sweater.
That's not true. Are you saying he's rubbed all his fur off?
A little bit on his chest. Okay. He needs a sweater.
I just think we've dumbed down petting.
And like, it's not necessarily just about staying warm. It can be very comforting. That's why during like fireworks and stuff, they have the
thunder coat.
Yeah. Yep.
But what about this? Because I have two chihuahuas and I made a rookie mistake. My wife and I, when they were much, much younger, no Halloween costumes, never. They don't celebrate.
Correct.
They're very religious.
They're witnesses. Got it.
But we did get them sweaters for Christmas.
Because it's cold.
And it was great until the next year. All of a sudden, Bentley sweater fits fine. Beamer sweater
doesn't.
Not even close. Not even close. Now
he's got, shaming him.
Yeah, he's a little shamed. He's got a bit of a complex.
Like, why
now.
Why do I have a different kind of sweater?
Yeah,
because he could have gotten a bigger sweater.
Yeah.
I would have needed like 8 bigger sweaters right now. Each year it goes up. So what do you do? You know, now he's just
one of your sweaters.
Okay.
Won't fit in that either. You're like, stupid fat dog. Hey, put him in a costume. I'm serious. Do you believe that dogs want to be dressed?
No.
What
about in their sweaters?
No, they didn't like it. They were trying to get it off. I don't even think they like their collars.
They don't. You guys. True.
He's always doing that thing where he's like, and he's like trying to bite the little tags on his collar. So he's got a long nose. So he's like,
Aaron, you know
I'm
what to do.
I'm calling ASPCA.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.